Good morning, you little shit.
Good morning. Are you still in the sunny...
Oh, God, no. We're in the foggy... Yeah, no, we're back to the chilly, foggy back home in Monroe. How are you?
I'm doing well now that last week was a nightmare, I'll tell you.
I know.
We didn't ship a single package out of Rochester all week.
Well, actually, you shipped them. They just didn't move.
Right. Well, I mean, a lot of them even sat on the tarmac in Rochester. I'm like, okay,
oh,
this is great.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's ugly.
Yeah, but... Here we are. Things are moving again. We can once again take for granted how I can get a diamond from California back to Rochester and in my friend Dean's hand in 48 hours. And forget
my God, that's hot.
But how was the trip?
So,
what cool things
did you learn?
What did you do?
Here's the thing I can say. Because we're home safe,
The
trip was fabulous, okay? Mm-hmm. There were little tiny... Oh, my God, is this going to be a problem along the way? Here's a fucking wacky old one. But, well, here, in general, we got to the airport to leave on Saturday, and for some fucking reason in the profile when I buy our tickets, and it says select passenger, right?
Yeah.
Obviously, the first ticket's always me.
Yep.
And then when I go down to passenger two, there's a drop down. I never realized or noticed that Dad was listed as both James Kepler and Jim Kepler. And the problem is his Alaska Airlines mileage plan, fuck whatever, has him as Jim, not James.
Oh.
So this pig at the ticket counter realizes the discrepancy between his driver's license and what's on the ticket. And so prints it out and hands it to us and says, you're going to have a problem at TSA. And I'm like, well, then, I know.
Help me.
So,
help me.
I know. Oh, God forbid.
Right.
Right? And let me tell you something. In 2 weeks, when we're back at the exact same counter to fly to Phoenix on the same time flight, everything to get to RJO, I am going to find that little heifer. And then I'm going to find the manager I saw her waddle over to, who totally blew us off and said, yeah, no, you're on your own. Good luck at TSA, right?
Right.
Because once we got into the house in Tucson, I took some time the next day to call in to MVP Gold, right, at Alaska, and said, what the fuck, right?
Right.
And that guy pulled the whole thing up, and he's like, oh, my God. This should have totally been handled 100% differently, and she could have corrected it before she printed the tickets. And so he's gone into my profile, deleted Jim. The only option for a passenger two is now James.
Right.
And he said, it's on us. We issued your ticket in that name. He goes, if you have any problem when you fly back through Phoenix on your way home, that will be up to our agents in Phoenix to walk you through TSA.
Right.
Well, as it turns out, because I have clear.
Yes.
They caught it and they're like, oh, and walked us right up to, I think he even knew which of the TSAs were nice. And the guy even said, he goes,
good.
Oh, I see we're flying with a nickname today. And I said, sir. And I explained it to him, and he goes, get out of here. I said, you know what? Bless your heart for being a human being.
Right.
And he goes, yeah, I get it. Right. But, so anyway. So that was
a father in a camp for trying to get, you know, let's have ice surround the man.
On an airplane.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the next hiccup that could have happened was, my suitcases going through TSA for the carry-on because they were full of marble and jewelry. And I was like, oh, please, God, let me get a private screening and let them be nice and let me unpack it so they don't break things.
Right.
Oh, my God, the X-ray guy just kind of stared at the screen, looked up at me. I smiled and I said, jewelry show? And he goes, get out of here. God bless you. So, yeah, no. Logistically, everything just clicked.
Good.
We had short days, so Dad didn't get worn out. And it just, everything worked, thank God. After the fact, you're all the way home. Yeah, no, it was great.
Anything, it was pretty cool? Like, did you go see some cool baubles and good food?
Well, here's what we did, and I was really proud of myself for this. I adapted, okay?
Yeah.
We bought, sometimes we had a category. I'm like, oh, I don't like what you have here that we normally buy. I'm getting a completely different thing that will scratch that itch and moving on.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
And so, and then the other thing that was so funny, I brought the yellow gold ring with a 2-carat brown in it,
yeah.
Right? Just for kicks, because every now and then you run into some funky diamond dealers who bring color.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Because colored diamonds are more AGTA, colored gemstone kind of thing, right?
Right, yeah.
So the thing that was so cool about it was, because that was kind of on our radar, it was nice to see the number of, quote, white diamond dealers that were pushing
desert
natural fancy colors.
Good.
And I even asked this one nice Indian guy, I said, would this be one of the desert diamonds? And he goes, oh, why, yes. So it was just kind of funny.
Hey, we still have a shit ton of them here that I don't know if he's committed to or not. I don't know what.
Right. Well, no. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to make sure that both of my, oh, I want that diamond ring, 2-carat brownies, are on the hook.
Yeah.
And then we will talk more in particular at Phoenix.
Perfect. Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
So it's on the back burner, but it's not on cold. It's on simmer.
Yeah.
Right?
Sounds good.
Yes. And then I will, here's my other funny, just because it's interesting and somewhat related and liberal. We're walking down this aisle, and I'm just about past the little showcase, and I look down in the corner, and I just see piles of Melly in this guy's showcase, right? And then the little sign in the corner says, H.A. Melly, Hearts and Arrows, right?
Yeah.
So long story shorter, I stop in my tracks, look up. The name of their company, I don't fucking remember, but it said Antwerp, Belgium, for the city and country, right?
Yeah.
So I stop, I look down, and I'm really kind of looking in the cave. And I'll be honest, I looked up. I'd already pre-screened what I was looking at. 6'3", blonde, blue-eyed gorgeousness looking at me, oh, can I help you? I said, really? You cut the smell of your stuff.
Right? Exactly.
And
yeah.
His grumpy old, frumpy, old 70-year-old white guy dad who's sitting at the desk in the booth, he's like, oh, what are your questions? So anyway, I'm not kidding. I said, I'm sure it's expensive because it's the best, right?
Yeah.
I said, but do you have a price list I could just kind of get a feel for before you start digging shit out? Oh, my God. D to G, SI1 plus, Hearts and Arrows Melly.
Yeah.
$6.15 a carat for the majority of the sizes, from like 1.5 to 2.5.
Yeah.
That's unheard of. So we sit down, and I'm telling them my story. I'm like, we do a lot of custom work. We like to use Better Melly because it makes everything sing. I said, I don't have any clue at this moment what's sitting at home in my box, right?
Yeah.